in a couple of hours, I think you'll be inaugurated. How are you feeling right now?
Well, really excited and ready to go to work.
What do you think are going to be the big issues for the new council?
Well, we have to find a city manager, and from that, a chief of police and a judge, and build the trust of the people and do town hall meetings so they would, you know, be informed about everything that's going on.
What do you want from the new city manager? What are the type of qualities that you're looking for, since I think you're going to have a vote in deciding that?
Mm-hmm. Looking for a person who is conscientious of the people, keeping the people in mind, even though we know that the city is a business and that they are there to run the business, but also be in favor of the people.
Have you gotten a sense of whether the council is going to decide whether they enter into a consent decree or not, or is that going to be done by the next city manager?
Well, they have not discussed that with us, but whatever they do, I think we all going to work together on it.
What have you formed any opinion on whether the city should enter a consent decree with the Department of Justice, or is that something you're going to have to work with everybody on?
I have not formulated an opinion, and that's something I'm planning on doing, working with the rest of the council people.
How do you think this government and the elected officials reestablish trust with some of the residents who are distrustful of Ferguson city government?
Well, to reestablish trust, I believe we're going to have to go out and knock on doors, engage people, let them know that we do care, we are listening to them, hold town hall meetings, and getting the people engaged and coming back to the city hall and working with each other in the neighborhoods.
Much was made before your election and Wesley Bell's election about how African Americans didn't have a large piece of this council. Now that I think it's half plus the mayor, do you think that might make some of the Black Ferguson residents more willing to come to the government and communicate? Or what effect do you think that's going to have on the citizenry?
Well, right now they feel a sense of hope, and they could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's going to keep them engaged. Not only did they go to the poll to vote, but now they see they have to stay engaged. If we are going to work and bring Ferguson out of this dilemma and become a new face to Ferguson, they are going to have to stay engaged.
Now, I think I remember you were wanting to run for this seat long before Michael Brown. Did you ever kind of expect that you'd be walking into something like this? And how do you kind of, you seem more prepared than others because you've been wanting to do this for a while, but I'm sure you were preparing for something a little less high profile. What do you make of that?
Well, I had been preparing for 2 years to run for this seat. And when the Michael Brown situation came up, my daughter and I, we went back and revisit what we thought we needed to do, and then we just started going in a different direction because we knew it was going to be high profile, and so we had to step up our game.
Yeah. I noticed at your election party, very diverse crowd. Was that kind of part of bringing the community together to try to reach a wide swath of people? Or was that purposeful, or was that just a coincidence because people know you and people like you, basically?
Well, people like me, they know me, and we've been friends for years. And so when I said I was going to do it, everybody jumped on the wagon, and we just moved right along. So I live in a diverse community, and so I just couldn't see it being any other way because our campaign basically was about inclusion for all, and that's what I did, make certain everyone was included in the campaign.
Now, as I asked you before, you want to kind of reform the police department from within, not contract out to any other entity. How does this council do that? And, you know, what steps do you want to see taken to see the police department change?
Well, we planning on going to the model of community policing. And as soon as we get sworn in, some of us are going over to the police department doing shift change so we could start introducing ourselves to them and they begin to know us. And so that's the beginning of it, taking time to interact with each other, which will make a big difference.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just looking forward to having a great time tonight.